And joining us, as he does most weeks, live from Boston, is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, let's first talk about something that's happening this afternoon. The state Senate moving to pass a so-called red flag bill that would allow a judge to seize legally owned guns from a person who might show signs of mental instability or suicidal tendencies. This bill has quite a few amendments attached to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's really the question going into the Senate debate today, is whether or not those amendments are going to be able to be attached to the bill. I think there are about 45, 46 different amendments, many of them from the Republican lawmakers in the chamber. They, of course, are a minority, and they don't really make the rules for what can and can't go on to bills here. But whether or not a lot of those amendments, which have a lot to do with mental health services regarding, you know, firearms licensees, whether or not those amendments go up and down for votes is what we're going to remains to be seen today. There's a chance that Democrats want this to kind of be a clean bill, the same version that the House passed last week, meaning that it could become law much faster. If the Senate does amend it, if some of those Republican efforts can get attached to the bill, it might have to go to a conference committee to compromise between the House and Senate, and that could delay things.
That can really slow things down. Do you expect them to kind of get through all of these amendments and make a choice on whether or not this will go forward or will have to go back to committee today, or do you think this could stretch out?
I think that definitely the Senate will pass something today. They're in session. It doesn't usually take them more than a day to do things like that. But whether or not Senate President Chandler allows some amendments to go through, we'll have to see.
All right. Another news, kind of looking back to last weekend, but an important day. You were at the annual Democratic State Convention where former Governor Deval Patrick aide Jay Gonzalez captured the delegates' endorsement to take on Governor Charlie Baker this fall. Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim also gained a victory over Secretary of State William Galvin. Were you surprised by these outcomes?
Gonzalez definitely had a lead going into the convention. I think people were surprised by the margin in which Gonzalez beat Bob Massey, his opponent on the Democratic side. It was about 70% Gonzalez ended up with as far as delegate support. He's definitely seen as the more establishment candidate, and really the candidate with a lot more money and a lot more momentum right now going into that September primary date against Massey for governor. And that's all before one of them is selected as a nominee to go up against Baker. Zakim really was the surprise of the day. There were some lower expectations earlier on that Zakim's challenge to Galvin, who's been the Secretary of State for over 20 years, that he would get in the 20s or 30% support to kind of base his campaign on. But he came out beating Galvin. He got 54% of the delegates, which really shows that voters, at least those kind of hardcore Democrats that went out to Worcester for the convention, they either want a change in that office and it's a vote against Galvin, or they really are impressed by Zakim's politicking and his campaign, kind of pushing for more progressive voter registration and voter access rules.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting race there. It might not at the outset have seemed so interesting, but because of this momentum that Zakim has, it could turn into something that we want to keep our eyes on. Another surprise.
Absolutely. It's one of the more interesting things.
Yeah, absolutely. Another surprise from the convention was the Democrats' stance on Governor Baker. I mean, he's a really popular Republican. We hear those polls where he's like tops, top governor in the nation. But of course, they want to remove him from office, the Democrats.
Yeah, if there's any room where Baker isn't the most popular governor in the country, it was in that Democratic convention in Worcester. Again, these are kind of the hardest of the hardcore Democratic activists. These are all local delegates who go and select who they want to endorse to be their candidates. But even though that was the case, elected officials were really standoffish when talking about Baker. On the first night, Friday night, there were a few auditors, Suzanne Bump, even Attorney General Mara Healey, offered some lighter criticism of the Baker agenda and Baker's time in office. The main complaint amongst Democrats is that Baker lacks leadership vision. They, want a Democrat in office more similar to the way Deval Patrick was, of putting forward kind of bold priorities and bold, plans that a legislature would then kind of work through.
Yeah.
That's not Baker's style at all. But the next day, barely any criticism of Baker aside from those candidates, Massey and Gonzalez, who really let the Baker administration have it on all sorts of different issues.
Well, it'll be interesting to see kind of how things go as we gear up. That is Mike Dean, our State House reporter, talking to us from Boston. Thanks so much, Mike, as always.
Always a pleasure.